RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily is powered by Good Company Cantina, where my bride took me last night for my birthday. Right over here on, I believe, West Gray. I hadn't taken you boys over there yet, but there's a solid little tequila bar connected to it that's closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. But if we ever do find a way over the next 6 years to get together when we're... And get out. This is a spot we got to slide through. The Good Company Cantina. There's a couple of cantinas around the area, around the city, but this one right here happens to be really close to the studio here. And Jorge was our waiter. Greatly appreciate old Jorge. Did a hell of a job. Really rolled the R in the introduction. Jorge really rolled the R there, T. It was
authentic.
It was strong. Yeah, no, he didn't think it was very funny either when I asked him about that hard roll. It was authentic, was right.
That hard roll.
I'm going to tell you boys though, 48's it's off to a rough start for you, boy.
Damn it.
For those that are just now tuning in, my birthday was yesterday. Wife and my sister-in-law and Frank and my cousin Jay, when we call Head, and his old lady, Tiff, she probably wouldn't appreciate it.
I enjoy
that.
Head.
Yeah, good dude. And Byron, loud-ass Byron. We all had us a good old time, boys. I'm going to be honest with you, man. That old champagne, started that old champagne with you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little redfish, had a tequila shot. Old Jorge brought me several margaritas. Two Bohemia beers that John Lopez mentioned the other day. I did not know that was Mexican import.
Hold on. We've got when you say several margaritas, we need a ballpark.
I lost count. I'm going to guess four.
Okay.
And so, they were the big ones, 16-ounce, not on 12-ounce. I didn't buy one of them little ones like Tyler buys.
So four margaritas. Okay. We're in a danger zone here.
Two Bohemia beers.
It will not be a good night.
Two silver bullets for a nightcap at Head's house, and we got done. And the first morning,
did you DoorDash?
No, I did not. The first morning I woke up at 48 years old. I guess it was the second morning, because it was this morning. Slight headbanger. Fairly loose stool.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I had puke level indigestion,
but not puke. But just the puke
no. I don't like throwing up. Hey, if I didn't dislike throwing up so much, I could have puked multiple times last night. When I say, I bet I got a solid between that puke level indigestion and that 4-year-old in my bed kicking the hell out of my ribs all night long. I bet you I got 2 hours of sleep.
I'm falling.
I tried, Ron. It was so bad.
Still coming in,
bro. I'm okay right now, but it was probably 3:45. I got up and went and tried it because, you know, like, when I'm laying flat, I'm thinking, I guess it's because I'm laying flat. You know what I mean? So I go sit on the couch and try to kind of angle it up a little bit and try to.
Oh,
try
you
to
were
sleep.
In bad shape.
I was in bad shape.
Got to get you some.
Did
Nexium,
you take something?
Bro.
Oh, I took one of them little pills that it's not that, but one of them pills I was supposed to take before to keep this from happening.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got one in my backpack right now, one left.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, spicy food. Beer and margaritas and the shot didn't help. And the sweets. I told y'all, I didn't know that sweets cause indigestion the way it does my father-in-law told me. I had to have one of them Good Company slice of pecan pie on my birthday. I did it all.
I mean, you really had a lot going there, man. I'm trying to keep.
You ain't no spring chicken no more,
man. I paid for it, cuz I'm telling you, man, it was. And Jorge, he went with the he recommended the redfish that's on the skin that still has the eyeball on it and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So I went outside my comfort zone a bit, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, it was rough for you, boy. 48 was rough for you, boy. The indigestion really, really. You know, you get up middle of the night and go take you, pop you a BC powder or a Tylenol or something. And the banger, the little banger I had, it'd go away quick. That indigestion, man, I had to tell my wife. She was like, why'd you get up so many times last night? I said, and if I'm waking her, she sleeps deep. If I'm waking her up, you know, I'm tussling over there, boy. And I'm just telling you, man.
That stuff gets rough, man. I got to take that little purple pill every day.
Mine was purple, too, but it wasn't Nexium.
Probably sick.
I'm just thinking about how much of an idiot I am. I was going through that roughly two or three times a day
before
month.
You had the surgery.
And then I'm thinking it's just a little bit, having some indigestion.
Got
gallbladder stones that are trying to pass through and just pop it in.
I mean, I'm at a point where
I was doing that two or three times a month.
Boy,
towards the end.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure what's causing mine, but I'm at a point last night. If I'd have thought about you in that situation, I'd have called a doctor trying to go get my gallbladder.
I'm in there thinking like, damn man, I just had a salad. And I'm in here.
Hey,
I didn't think a salad did it.
Hey, that spicy ranch was that bad.
Hey, 48 got me thinking about no more margaritas, no more spicy vinegar.
Experience, tequila of all the liquors out there, I mean, that's always ruined my indigestion the worst. Like,
well, I haven't had any problems since.
I think that's what got me. I damaged something in there.
Now you're going self diagnosis.
Not last night. I think over. I'm telling you, man. I had a good 5 or 6 year run where, I mean, it was the amount of tequila and lime juice that I was putting down my throat was unbelievable. Oof. Thinking back on it now, I mean, I had to do. Not to mention that damage I was doing when I was just running streets in Dallas. There ain't no telling. But, yeah,
well,
man.
I thought those were the same times. These are different times.
Oh, these are different times,
different
man.
Seasons of life. Okay.
The tequila drinking was Heights, Taco, and Tamale in Little Rock. Right there. They might as well put a name on the stool right there. Me and one of my homeboys, we'd go in there, and he'd be going through a divorce. I'd be his old sounding board. I'm 40,
just over there drinking.
I'm 43 and single, and I'm telling him about his divorce. I'm like, I look back on it now. I'm like, boy, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But we were drinking that good tequila, boy.
Sipping
it. Good times right there. You ever get indigestion so bad you got to go straight for the milk and like chug it from the jug?
Maybe I should have done that last night. I've never had it worse than
milk,
I had it
but
last
no,
night.
No, I did not. I didn't know that was the thing.
It's a Band-Aid. But
I'd have took a bath in that son of a gun in milk last night. I'd have drank every bit of my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old's milk last night if I'd have known that was a...
But Clint, you're lactose intolerant. I don't care.
I don't give two rips, man. I mean, shoot. It is. Anyway, 48's been a rough start, man. So I think you should
try it again tonight.
Well, no, I just got to get my mind right. I'm thinking about just quitting it all for New Year's, man, and being an mature adult.
This cooler down the hall, man. Grab you a beer and get a little hair of the dog. Well, you'll be just fine.
No, that damn champagne's down there. I saw that. I know that's where it all started. That was the culprit.
I blame it on Ron.
All right, that's Ron Ugly, old T-Mills behind the glass over there on the ones and twos. Already done his best bets. I jumped on that Tennessee bet with him. We took Tennessee -2.5. Tyler got it at -3. So we'll go to T-Mill Real Deal.
Nailed it.
T-Mill Real Deal on Twitter to get them bets if you want it. But it is a tape drop Tuesday. We got to hit this tape, boys. I mean, this is going to be crazy to say this, and I know I'm going to hurt some feelings out there.
8th straight win, man. Sound like you're setting up something bad.
Well, I'm not going to come on here and tell everybody how good the defense is. I mean, how good the first two plays were, like I did yesterday. They were tremendous. I mean, so all you sensitive son of a guns, think about yesterday. Hell, I told you, I outlined those the damn plays, that the long touchdowns. And
Team
and so,
Macho.
That's right. I'm going to tell y'all what, man. CJ wasn't good.
He wasn't good.
CJ wasn't good. I mean, when you look
you gave
at,
him a C-minus yesterday.
I gave him a C-minus yesterday. And oh, I think no. I was, as I said in the moment, I said, I think I'm being a little bit too forgiving. I think it's probably more like a D. The two touchdown throws I outlined yesterday, those were great scheme ups. I guarantee you he threw both of those routes to that exact player 42 times at practice last week, so they knew exactly what they were looking at. Great job. I'm not minimizing it by any means, but they were right there in your face, make the play kind of deal. All right? I got to be honest. That's where the good for me stopped in this game. The two interceptions that CJ threw were not only forces that were given the style of offense that they want to play him, given what I know is being preached into his head, they're unacceptable. Right? I know they happen. D'Amico gets up there, interceptions happen. No, man, you just can't force the football into those coverages. And you damn sure can't do it twice. And I'm going to be honest with you. Those bad interceptions, the second one was really bad. The timing is what's going to hurt, what hurts more than anything. I need D'Amico Ryans to trust C.J. Stroud in all situations, but definitely at the end of the half. I need him to feel good that if you're up 14-0 early, you can still trust him to go out there and throw the football. And after watching the film, I don't think they necessarily pulled the reins back as strongly as it looked like they did on the TV cut. But there's no doubt about it that D'Amico Ryans, the formula for this team to win, that D'Amico Ryans watches that and goes, man, we're lucky to have survived that. The one thing we can't do when we get up 14-0 is turn around and throw two interceptions, back-to-back like that. So the two interceptions are just inexcusable, all right? And he had at least two, if not three or four, opportunities. We talked a lot about the pressure and the throwaways, right? He had Woody Marks up the sideline versus a defensive end, and it's a throw that top quarterbacks in this league make all day, every day. I watched the Coastal Carolina quarterback just make this throw, Ron. Not the one to Woody Marks, the one to Noel, the corner, right? I watched him just make it in this Independence Bowl. But the CJ never gave it a shot, never gave it a chance. He drifted, bought a little time like he should, and then he threw the ball probably 10 yards shorter than he should. He threw it outside instead of inside. You had Woody Marks up the sideline. You had your pass-catching running back up the sideline in a man situation where the one place that defense, when they call that defense, the one place they hope you don't throw the football is to Woody Marks versus that defensive end. They know that's the spot where they can be got. You went there, and the throw was so piss poor that – Woody Marks didn't even have a shot.
It's not easy.
And again, if you think he's going to be a $50, $60 million a year quarterback, you got to make those throws. All right? Now, go towards later in the game. The throw I just said, I saw the Coastal Carolina quarterback. Same type deal. You kind of drift a little bit. And there is a free runner, right? But you know that free runner's coming, and he's drifting. And there is no doubt about it. Noel gets inside the DB. It's an over the top throw to the back pylon. You give him a chance, or you throw it out of bounds, or you miss him deep, and you throw it wide and short. Again, you miss that by 20 yards, and I just believe C.J. Stroud's the caliber quarterback that's got to make that throw. And there are definitely warts, man. Look, there are Nick Caley. I'm not dismissing any problem anybody's got with Nick Caley. I'm not dismissing any problem anybody's got with the fact that we don't have good answers for pressure. I'm not dismissing anything that we talked about yesterday. When you look at CJ and Kaylee and D'Amico, they all tend to lean towards the conservative side of offensive football. I'm not dismissing any of that. But if CJ Stroud hits either one of those throws, the Texans separate. The defense is they're sitting pretty. And Justin Herbert and the Chargers don't have a damn chance. CJ's got to be better in those moments. If you're gonna beat four of those Charger teams, if you're gonna beat four of them straight, CJ's gonna have to. He's gonna have to be. Those are the moments that we were talking about yesterday that are different. That Davis Mills just don't. Yeah. That's CJ's got to make those damn throws. The other part of Tape Drop Tuesday, real quick. There was three. Let's call it suspect parts of this Texans team, right? And I would say all three of those suspect parts got better on Saturday. 38, Kayvon Wallace was in the place of Miles Bryant at that safety position. He's bigger, longer, leaner, and he played really, really well. Played a good safety, tackled well, made some good plays, appears to be physical and be a guy that can get out there and get in the mix in the pressures or the run fits. So 30, the safety position got better. 91, Naquan Jones. Didn't do a whole lot, but a big body that's played a lot of football, I believe, and is can get in that interior defensive line rotation and help. And 58, the is a Samoan kid. I don't want to jack his name up. He played well enough, made some plays, flashed. He needs a new number. D'Amico needs to give him a 90 number. I think it'll only be fair. Even a 70 number.
58, right? Pretty good.
No, that's good for no lineman. That's right there. Good for no D lineman. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. Derek Thomas.
Solid player. DN, man. Derek could have, let's be honest, Derek could have won. I mean, he could have wore 42 and been all right. Solid role players, man. Solid role players to fill the void where we had all the injuries with Foley Fatakasi, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, all these guys that are out. Solid players have stepped in. I think those guys can get the job done. So safety and interior defensive line on the defensive side of the football. And Ron, I think Fisher and Patterson, we knew Titus Howard could play. Wherever you put him, Titus Howard's going to be all right. But Fisher going in there at left tackle and Patterson going in there at left guard and the offensive line never being just an absolute mess is a huge step in the right direction. To know that you've got now four tackles that can play tackle and you can win with, and you now have three guards, including Titus Howard, at least three guards that you can play and win with Titus Howard, Ingram, and now Patterson. I think the offensive line got better. It definitely got a lot better from a depth perspective and a confidence perspective with those guys getting the run they got. So I think those two things really stood out on tape.
Yeah, as if the defense needs more help, huh?
Defense?
As if the defense
needs more help. Yeah. Well, it shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, D'Amico didn't put guys out there that are ducks. I mean, Wallace got out there and kind of, I think he took the reps of Miles Bryant. I don't know if I missed a report during the week or something, but he played well, man. So, yeah, the defense just got a little deeper, a little more solid, man, as did the O-line.
All right, coming up as we continue right here on this this Tuesday on The Drive. I know Texans fans are enjoying this football season, but it's been a weird season when we look at things and how this thing is shook together. Is this good for the league? Is this the type of season where it is as wide open as it's ever been? Is this good for the league? We'll discuss that.
Let's get it on, baby.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Baby.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Happy birthday, Tiger Woods and LeBron James. I'd like to change mine.
Are you going to have the same birthday as LeBron?
And Tiger. No, they're one and two on my medal stand.
Are they really?
Yeah. Medal stand of all time favorite athletes.
One and two right there, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Haven't got to three yet. Deshaun Watson used to be the third.
Boy, he really took a plunge off that pedestal.
When I moved here, it was always. When I moved here, it was. It was LeBron, Tiger, Deshaun. Had to move him off.
Is LeBron at the top?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, at least Eldrick's the GOAT of his sport.
Would Tiger have a chance to be at the top if he wouldn't have fell? If he wouldn't have fell off the way he did? If he'd been become the basically did the same thing in golf that LeBron's done? In
no,
you don't think he would have took the? I mean, because he would be undisputed greatest of all time.
Well, I mean, for my personal list, no. But yeah. This guy's like a brother to me.
LeBron is?
Yeah.
Have you met him?
Met? No. Same vicinity? Yes.
I can't believe you ain't met him. What are you waiting on?
Perfect time. Just the right time.
I think you need to make it happen, man. I think Courtney ought to spend a lot of money to make it happen for your Christmas gift next year. Start working on it now.
Working on it now?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
Well, maybe.
Started off your heartburn.
I mean, crazy. At least you could do that.
No. hey, what do you – I know Texans fans are excited and should be about this season. This has a chance to be a really, really special season.
Mm-hmm.
But this is and we've described it. We talked about it. This has been a weird season. And I think week 17 almost sums it up. The Broncos on Christmas night, they almost lost to the third string Chiefs. I mean, they're down to their third quarterback. They had nine starters out, plenty of guys out. They were trailing at the half. They won by one score.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one seed. Later on that, or earlier in that day, the Lions, game on the line. Last year was one of the Super Bowl favorites. They play a terrible Vikings team and lose 23-10 in a game. They have to have the Vikings threw for 51 yards in the game.
Didn't they have negative 7 yards in the second half or something?
Well, like the Lions, Goff and Gibbs and Montgomery and St. Brown and Williams. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what happened to them. Tampa lost to Miami in a game they needed to have. The Steelers go on the road and lose to Cleveland. I know they didn't have DK Metcalf, but damn, it's Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
right? They lose a game where they win it, they get into the playoffs. And then capped off by last night, a team that some people still believe. Before yesterday, they were still the betting favorite in some circles to win the Super Bowl. The Rams, they go and lose to Kirk Cousins. That game went completely different than what Tyler thought it was going to go. He thought Kirk Cousins was going to be trailing and throwing the ball a lot late. Instead, Kirk was trying to protect a lead throughout the game.
Matt would stop throwing pick sixes.
Yes, yes. And they lose to the Falcons. Like, clearly, and we've seen so many examples of weird games. Clearly, like, there aren't any great teams. And it didn't appear to be. There aren't any great teams. There's a lot of parity. And the playoffs could be interesting, Clint, because I don't know if home road matters as much as it used to. Anybody can lose to anybody. Anybody could beat anybody. Are you enjoying this parity and not having what appears to be great teams? Right? Like Buffalo's, I think they're third or fourth when it comes to Super Bowl odds. And many people think this is their best shot to win a Super Bowl. This has got to be his worst team that he's ever been on.
I'm enjoying it because I can embrace like the new faces, if you will, or at least the opportunity for new faces to arrive. I just, you know, now they might all go out there and mess the bed and make for a bunch of boring ass playoff games, and then I can say, well, now give me back Lamar, give me back Pat, give me back Joe Burrow, give me back, you know, the greats, but. You know, I'm looking forward to, and I'm fascinated by at this point in time, the opportunity to see, you know, what a Bo Nix and Sean Payton offense looks like, and can Bo Nix really arrive? Drake May, I know he's had a hell of a year, and he's up for the MVP, but like, is this Drake May? Is this a flash in the pan, or is this one of those? This is here to stay and here to last, and can he make that kind of imprint on the league in the playoffs this year? You know. C.J. Stroud right here in Houston. Like, can C.J. Stroud, we know he's capable of having monster moments in big games. Can all the stars align in the playoffs and he make a crazy magical run and get back on that trajectory that he was on after his rookie year? I'm embracing that. I'm fascinated by that on the AFC side of things, Ron. So, yeah, I'm I'm okay with it. I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's. I'm I think it'll be interesting for a year.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
For a year.
Assuming they don't mess the bed.
I don't, and maybe this year some team will emerge and become, you know, a team that's taken off to be a great team. But I sure hope it. I hope this isn't what we're looking forward to. Like last year, man, the Eagles were like you could just look at that team and like, man, that's a good team that would win in a lot of years. The Lions last year were a really good team, right? Buffalo, Baltimore, like all of those teams were really good teams that you looked at like, man, any of them could get to the Super Bowl and be really, really good. I don't know if we have any teams that are like every team has some kind of flaw or something that is just that that sticks out, which I think will make for interesting games. But there is a bit of a feel of like Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi State all showed up together at the college football playoff.
Like I said,
hopefully, and I would even be good if like some of these teams, you know, pulled up to be, all right, the Patriots, they're about to be great. Like they're like Drake, mate, they're about to be, but man, it just seems like it's just a lot of good, solid teams. And, you know, we've been used to seeing from the Colts with Peyton Manning to the Patriots with Brady to you know, the Saints with Breeze and all these teams. And now it just feels like it is really, it's like this Ravens and Steelers, neither one of those teams should be getting.
Somebody got to get in.
The Panthers and Bucks, both of those teams are doing everything they can to get out of it. And hell, I wouldn't be surprised if those teams won a round. Like it is, I don't know, boy, it's just not as someone texted in. I like it. Gives my Texans a chance to win. Yeah, I think obviously here in Houston from that standpoint, but overall, I hope this league doesn't turn into a bunch of good teams and not great teams. I hope that isn't the trend that we're going to. All right, coming up as we continue, we've got to give more of a conversation to a place in this game, and hopefully moving forward, if they have to go with a similar lineup, you have to feel a lot better than you did going into the game for the Texans. We'll discuss.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What's that coming up next?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Happy holidays as we take it into the new year. I got to say, fellas, shout out to Cole Popovich, Nick Cayley, and the crew, because Clint, there was some real concerns
for me on how this offensive line would be able to handle things against. I don't think the Chargers are a great defensive line, but they do have pass rushers who have the ability to win one-on-one matchups. And Khalil Mack's not as obviously as great as he was, but still a guy that can give you problems. But they have a pretty good pass rush. They've got a really good defensive coordinator in Jesse Minter. And listen, there were times there were pressures, right? The second half, there were drives ruined by pressure, in particular blitzes. But I got to say, Clint, that offensive line, without having their two starting tackles, Trent Brown and an Ursary, which then made Titus Howard have to flip out of his left guard spot to right tackle and then bring Patterson off the bench, and then the most concerning part, bring Blake Fisher off the bench, who, let's just be honest, he has just not fared well when he's had to go in. Hell, even in his jumbo packages, it hasn't been, just great. He's struggled when he's had to go in to fill in for some of the guys through injury. And they gave up no sacks. Now, I think CJ had a lot to do with some of that as well, especially on those pressures in the second half. But it seemed like the Chargers could really only get pressure when they sent pressure. And I got to give credit to that O-line and everybody that got them prepared, because plenty of time, especially in the first half, CJ had ample time to throw. And they were able to run the ball especially well enough when the Chargers knew they needed to try to run the ball late in the game. So I was surprised by the offensive line's performance.
Yeah, look, Ron, I think when you talk about the way the Texans, and really for a long time, have handled offensive line play, I've not been a big fan of it. I've been pretty vocal about not being a big fan of it. I don't like the best five. I don't like planning to shuffle your entire line when one guy gets injured, right? Like, I don't like all the cross training. I don't like, having tackles playing guards, and I don't like the thought of, one guy goes down and the offensive coordinator's talking about, well, we'd like to have somebody that's played that position before, but it's not a requirement. Like, I don't like that approach. But I'm going to tell you, when you do take that approach, and that is your plan from jump, is to cross-train everybody, to always play, like, literally your best five offensive linemen instead of play two guards, two tackles, and a center, when it does make sense, and when it does, when it does bear fruit, if you will, when it's obvious that it's a positive, is when you get multiple guys injured, right? I mean, the thought of having Titus Howard move from not only guard to tackle, but the left side of the O-line to the right side of the O-line, and fill in for a tackle because you've had so many guys hurt, and then you got a center playing left guard, and then you've got your sixth offensive lineman playing left, like all of that, when it makes sense, and when you're glad you took that approach, is when all this is when all hell breaks loose and you've got a bunch of injuries, right? You're thankful that you did all of those types of things. I don't necessarily like that approach. I would prefer to go, have a bunch of guards and have your tackles, and those guys, you got a backup tackle, you got a tackle that can be a swing tackle. But this is a time when their approach, they were right. This approach, it pays off when you've got literally three of your five offensive line positions were played by somebody else than the previous 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's when it pays off, man.
I was surprised, man. Blake Fisher, I thought, was really potentially have some problems. I thought they would try to force matchups where some of their pass rushers against Patterson. But it didn't matter, man. They really held up, and they, for the most part, were prepared. There were some moments where some free rushers came that you're not sure if that was on them,
right,
if that was on the quarterback, that was on the running back, the tight end, not sure. But for the most part,
the offensive line did not rear itself to be the problem.
Yeah.
Well, right? Like, you went through it. Like, there. I don't know how much, if you've missed Tape Drop Tuesday, I don't know how much you had allocated towards the offensive line issues. There were issues offensively, but it seemed like they were a lot further down on the list than I would have thought. Right? I thought this was going to be a breakdown situation. And the potential for it, at least. And it wasn't. And I'll be honest, even more than that, I'm sitting there watching. I rewatched it this morning. Not this year. You know, the hope is that they can get Trent Brown out there and they can get, you know, Ursary out there and their guys back there, because they did. I think a big part of the turnaround was finding, as you said, that group that they could work with and trust offensive line-wise. But for the future, they've got to figure out a way if Titus Howard's going to be here, that Titus Howard plays his best position. And it is not just his best position, but he is the best on the team at that position. Titus Howard was at times dominant in that game against the Chargers. He had no problem. You could leave him over there by himself with Mac, with any of their pass rushers, and he did the job, right? He's not perfect. Does he have some issues at times? But, man, you could clearly see it didn't matter what they tried to do, a bull rush. They tried to do speed rush to the outside. They tried to do speed to power. They tried to do starch outside and then cross back. They tried to do – it didn't matter. He looked really, really good out there, Clint. And, again, if they can have everybody healthy, I get that. But in the future, man – to me, it is a weird thing that your best tackle doesn't play tackle for your team. I understand but whatever has happened to me, if they can, because Trent Brown's not a long-term answer.
Yeah, he's not a long-term play. And if you look at what, I know Blake Fisher played good Saturday, but if you look at the way his training camp went, I mean, they can't have a ton of confidence in his ability to play 17 games, 18 weeks worth of tackle. So, yeah, I think there's clearly a, you know, we'll see in this offseason and kind of how they address the guard position, or do they bring in more tackle help? If they bring in more tackle help, I think you realize, okay, well, Titus is going, they want Titus to play inside.
Because they planned it for him to go inside this year to start, and ultimately were able to keep him in there. But, man, he looked really, really good.
Yeah.
Over there playing right tackle. Look,
I agree.
Really, I think he could have been at a Pro Bowl level if he played out there all year long.
Well, the one thing I like about it, I think you look at Titus Howard's his experience playing guard, I think has translated to a little bit more physical brand of tackle for him. And I think that was obvious this week. I didn't watch him every snap, but there were several times when I looked up and I was like, yeah, that's a little different approach Titus is bringing with the physicality. And I you probably said the same for Blake Fisher. I think his story is more about playing well the entire game at left tackle, but I do think in that sixth offensive lineman role, it's a lot of run the football downhill, be physical. It's why we're putting you in the game, right? And so it looked like there was a little different level of physicality there with him as well, which is it's really why the other two guys that are starting at tackle, it's why they're starting, right? I mean, you look at Ariante Ursary and Trent Brown, both of those guys are the more physical tackles on the team. And so it's good to see those two guys not only play well and have success. Hell, I think Blake Fisher was the highest graded offensive lineman for the Texans in that game Saturday.
Did they give him any pressures?
Yeah, man.
To stats.
It's it's good to see it. Definitely big time for the depth at the O-line position moving forward. I mean, you don't want to see Blake Fisher in the playoffs at left tackle, but if you do, you got to have more confidence today than you had a week ago.
Absolutely. As someone texted in and said, do you think they're going to sign Titus Howard to another contract? Very much to me, like we talked about with Dalton Schultz, it's hard to think that you move on past that.
Well,
what you have here,
you can end up. Now, this is unfortunate for Titus, but I mean, you could end up, because you've played him at guard, is like what, like to your point, he could have been a Pro Bowler at tackle potentially. Like, if you know, now that he's not, now that he's a guard, can you get him at a guard number? And so you get him at a guard number, he can play multiple positions, and he's arguably your best tackle. potentially. So it may end up benefiting the Texans that you play him at guard and you've been able to survive and you've been able to win games with it because you may be able to get him at a number that you just flat out wouldn't be able to get him at if he was playing right tackle every day and balling out.
All right, as we continue right here live here on The Drive, Tyler's out here trying to make a little money here early.
Don't leave me out, because I got in on that one.
Oh, you did too. Look at that lower bowl. Yeah. Let's show the whole thing here, baby. There you go.
Look at the band. The band's got a good chunk of it.
Band's got
man, they're no Aggie band,
they're just filling seats, Ty.
Yeah, they're still playing.
They're playing a bowl game. They're playing that, the Music
that
City
dreaded.
Bowl. I don't care.
They're playing that dreaded Rocky Top crap.
I'm in a bad place.
They really kicked it at Opry Mills Mall. I'll never forget one time running into the Minnesota Golden Gophers as they were in the Music City Bowl, walking through the mall at Opry Mills when I was in college.
Were you running the trunk movie business at that mall?
No, man. I was
different seasons.
High school.
Yeah, that was different seasons.
That was high school.
Probably could have made some money.
He didn't take that. He didn't take that career to Tennessee with him.
No, but at that point, man, we moved
retired.
Past. Moved past the tapes at that point.
He retired. He upgraded.
We moved past the tapes at that point.
Ron said, "When Rod Jeremy goes, I was out.
He could do the internet.
He's selling blow ups on Broadway, man.
He could do the internet at that point now. But the tape industry, they lost me. Just had to keep them. I don't know where those tapes are, to be honest with you. I have to find them. Anyway, 5 o'clock fire coming up as. Some injury news and notes with the Texans. We'll let you know the latest on that. And some injury updates for this game coming up against the Colts. We'll let you know. And a former Texan is in some real trouble. Hell, his whole family had a rough day, to be honest with you. We'll fill you in on the rest of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.